Depending on your age, you either lived through or have heard about the racial tensions of the 1960s. While prejudices are still found in many aspects of daily life, today's story is about what happened on America's basketball courts. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers, leading the industry in crop nutrient technology, overcoming the challenges you face with innovative solutions. Visit agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgriLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agriliquid.com.
Hi, everybody. Chip Flory here, inviting you on an agricultural tour of Oregon, July 27th to August 3rd. We'll explore beautiful Oregon garden, take a scenic marine discovery cruise along the breathtaking coastline, and enjoy a buggy ride at Oregon Dunes. Agricultural highlights include the Hood River Fruit Region, a winery, and Martin Family Farms Dairy. All airfare, hotels, and more are included. For a free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hall of Fame basketball coach Don Haskins played college basketball at Oklahoma State University. Jerry Armstrong says Haskins' experiences as a player impacted the way he would later coach.
But when he was going to high school, he worked at a feed store, and he worked with a black guy named Herman Carr. And after work, they would go out and play basketball. Herman was a great basketball player, as Coach Haskins would say.
Haskins always remembered an encounter he had with Coach Henry Iba when he went to play college basketball in Stillwater.
And when he went to be recruited at Oklahoma State, Coach Iba told him that we don't recruit blacks. He said, well, Herman's a lot better player than I am. He said, we don't recruit blacks.
Jerry Armstrong later played for Coach Don Haskins at Texas Western in El Paso, a team that won the NCAA championship in 1966. Coach Haskins always remembered his friend Herman Carr that wasn't allowed to play with him at college.
That kind of stuck in Coach Haskins' craw a little bit, I think. After we won the tournament, everywhere we went as a team-wise, Mr. Carr and his wife would be along with us. So he honored him that way.
Armstrong played on a team composed of white, black, and Hispanic players for Haskins at El Paso. He says their team did not play in some parts of the country, though.
I think the school tried to protect this administration as much as they possibly could, not playing some of the teams in the South and what have you that just wouldn't be good to go to.
We'll have more with Jerry Armstrong next time as we travel the countryside in Mansfield, Missouri. I'm Andrew McRae.